paraclete. It's a borrowed Greek word, and that's why it's so easily misunderstood. Now, in my youth, I heard preachers use that word all the time. They said that Jesus promised that upon his departure, he would send the paraclete. Now, as a youth, I daydreamed through sermons, didn't we all? And so it is no wonder that I thought I heard that Jesus promised to send us a parakeet. But why a parakeet, I wondered. Actually, we already had a parakeet, a little green bird, and it was more trouble than you can imagine. So Jesus promised that he would send us a parakeet. Held no allure for me whatsoever, that barely awake youth in the pew. Now, is that why many people sort of sleepwalk through sermons? They seem to be empty promises, you know. Now, the paraclete. Jesus does, in fact, promise when he returns to the Father, he will send to his disciples the paraclete. And oddly enough, the paraclete does have a close connection with another bird. You know that one? The dove. You're right. So maybe I was imagining something that was true, that Jesus would send us, of all things, a bird. Yes, the Spirit, the very life of Christ within us, would descend upon us like a winged creature from above. Now, only the Gospel of John calls the Spirit the paraclete, and he does it five different times. And the word paraclete literally means one called alongside to help. And there have been all kinds of English renderings of this Greek word: advocate, champion, helper, friend, counselor, teacher, guide. Jesus promises that the paraclete will stand beside us and help us. Christ standing by us in spirit. That's the Lord's promise, and we'll never be alone. Now, because Jesus is returning to the Father, his followers feel abandoned like a motherless child. And when the gospel was written near the end of the first century, Jesus' followers were unnerved by the death of the beloved disciple and many other leaders in the early church. And so both the first generation of Jesus' followers, as well as the second and third generation, needed a word of reassurance. So the fourth gospel has Jesus promise to send the paraclete. And the disciples never feel abandoned or orphaned thereafter. The paraclete will come and stand with them. In the Gospel of John, the risen Christ stands in the midst of his bewildered disciples on Easter evening. And just as promised, Jesus breathes upon them and says to them, "Receive the Spirit." The paraclete, the Spirit, comes upon them and will never leave them forlorn. This is John's rendition of Pentecost. Now, I am reminded of a great song that reminds us of the importance of standing with people when they feel abandoned. It is a great blues song called "Stand By Me." And B.B. King sings about the enormous comfort when someone stands with you in your hour of need. And if you don't remember it, Nathan is going to play the chorus. And here are the words: "When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid, as long as you stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountains should crumble to the sea, I won't cry. No, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me." Now, that lovely song should remind most of us about an earlier song. It's found in Psalm 46. It goes like this. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea. The Paraclete stands with us in the best of times and in the worst of times. And when the land is dark and the mountains tumble into the sea, Christ stands with us, beside us, within us, the Spirit with us through thick and thin. That is our Lord's promise to us this Pentecost Sunday. Now, here is the exciting part about Pentecost to me. It moves beyond what we need to what we can provide for others. And because the Christ stands with us, we are given the courage and freedom to stand with others. Others who need us, others who rely upon us, others who could not really endure unless we stood with them. I have seen it so often, especially within families, couples who support one another through the really hard times, couples who remember those wedding vows, remember to be faithful in plenty and in want, in joy and in sorrow, in sickness and in health, till death do us part. Sometimes it takes enormous fortitude and love to stand with your spouse when the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall. And by the grace given to us, couples find the wherewithal to stand by each other through hell and high water. It is amazing when you see it, and I have seen it many times, and so have you. Thanks be to God. And it's even more amazing when Christians find themselves willing to stand with those they hardly even know. Perhaps the outsider looking in. One of my dearest friends is Dr. Lane Lechman, a retired psychiatrist and elder at First Presbyterian Church in downtown Albuquerque. He and I are walking buddies, and we have traveled many miles together. He will be with us later in the summer to share his enormous knowledge about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. But what amazes me most about Lane is his willingness to stand with those caught up in our badly broken immigration system. Lane has done psychiatric evaluations of immigrants detained in our system who are applying for asylum. And often they come from truly horrific situations in their home countries. And many suffer PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. The horrifying tales these immigrants share make you realize why they come to the United States for asylum. They are looking for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, just as our ancestors did. Now, Lane, some years ago, visited two young men from the Congo who were detained in the Sibula prison in Grants, just west of here. Their names are Bokale and Honore. Their native language is French. Theirs was a harrowing story of escaping from the Congo, passing through jungles of Central America and the deserts of Mexico to get to the United States. Why? Because they had been tortured almost to death in the Congo. They finally presented themselves for asylum legally in El Paso. This was all done above board, and then they were detained. And Lane diagnosed them both with PTSD and walked with them even when they were transferred to another prison just east of El Paso. Both Honore and Bokale turn out to be committed Christians. Now, the rest of the story is kind of complicated. Both were eventually deported, which is often the case. Lane is not sure where Honore is currently. But Bokale by an amazing set of circumstances, was able to return legally to Albuquerque, where he is holding down two jobs, and he is now awaiting another asylum hearing in July. Now, given the current administration's policy of arresting asylum seekers on their way to court proceedings, it's anyone's guess what will happen next to Bokele. And I will be praying for him, and I invite you to pray for him and many others as well. Now, through it all, Lane has stood by him and encouraged him. A perfect stranger who became a friend and a brother in Christ. That's what a paraclete does. An advocate, a helper, a comforter, a champion. A number of you have been paracletes for these sisters and brothers as well. For you, I am deeply thankful for your caring and your love. Why do this for others? We understand family members standing by each other through the hard times. We've seen it so many times. But standing with others who are perfect strangers from another culture, those who are completely helpless and vulnerable, sisters and brothers in Christ, that is truly Christ-like. What Christ promised to do for us, we do for others, freely and willingly. Amazing grace received and then passed on to others who need us. Sisters and brothers, on this Pentecost Sunday, perhaps Christ is reminding you this morning of all the times he has stood by you. And perhaps, just perhaps, Christ is calling you this morning to stand with others who need you even now. When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. No, I will not be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountains should crumble to the sea, I won't cry. No, I won't shed a tear. Just as long as you stand by me. May it be so. Thanks be to God. Amen.